This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Believe it or not, we're going to stick with basketball as we kick it over to the Moral Compass.
You are my counsel. The one I turn to when I need my moral compass checked. We have forged this relationship for years, and I depend on it.
The Moral Compass is where we solve a lot of life's problems. And we try to decide if we're doing the right thing in any particular situation. Though I feel like sometimes we really aren't, even when people say we are. So today,
who has the problem today, Kevin?
Well, we all have the problem because Parker is trying to retire Dirk.
Well, hold on. When you put it that way, it sounds really, really bad.
Wait, why do you hate Dirk?
I never said I hate Dirk,
although I have probably said some things that I regret about Dirk in the last 4 weeks on this station. Might have been a little bit too harsh with some of my opinions.
Okay, so what is your new scheme? And if you try to deny it, I'm going to call you a liar because I know it's happening. What is your new potentially money-making scheme to try to get rid of Dirk?
All right, so Kevin, Reggie, Master Peeps, I don't think that I'm saying anything groundbreaking when I say that there's a decent chance that as poor as the Mavericks have looked this year and as much as I think Dirk has struggled this season, this may be his last year on the team. This may be his last year in the NBA. With that in mind, I just happened to be watching a TV commercial for Mavs, or that included Mavs tickets, and they had something about a ticket offer for being Black, or for it being Black Friday, right? 50% off any tickets you can get. And that got my poor money-conscious mind to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how much I could get a ticket for that last home game for, and then potentially watch it soar in value when Dirk announces right before it that he won't be coming back next season. Am I crazy for thinking that?
You're not, because I posed this exact same scenario to Corey off air a couple months ago.
Wait, so you're telling me that 3 months ago, before Dirk looked like he was struggling this year, that you wanted Dirk to retire?
Not want to retire, which is why I didn't buy the tickets. But thought the possibility was there because he'd said for years and years it'd be so cool to play 20 years for the same team. This is year number 20. Actually, I think it's less likely that he retires now than I did before because he's like, oh yeah, I'll stick around and help if I can. And so I really thought it was a possibility. And I looked at some of the ticket prices, and they've definitely gone up since then when I was looking at what you were doing.
Well, they've completely sold out on their website. So that Black Friday deal doesn't even apply. And I think the cheapest ticket I found in the nosebleeds was like $85.
Wow.
Yeah, which is incredible considering you look on the TV and watch an empty American Airlines Center half-heartedly root on the Mavericks right now.
Yeah, but that sellout streak's still going. So that's...
Is it?
No.
I mean, the tickets are sold.
Yeah.
To someone.
Yep.
By hook or by crook, they're sold.
I do wonder, like, how early in advance can you get tickets for next year, just in case?
Yeah, because they always have the day where they're like, single game tickets are now on sale. I'm not exactly sure.
Because if that happens, I'm definitely buying the last home game next season.
No, absolutely. See, and somebody said from the 817, I have a theory. Go on the Mavs website and look at the tickets for that last game. They're extremely expensive. And see, so people already know. And the thing is, you don't have to guess about the playoffs. Because
nope.
They're not going to the playoffs. And so you can look at that regular season finale and you can know that's it. That's the game.
And I do, like, I really feel like Dirk's last game, when he steps foot on that American
Airlines
Center
floor, it's going to be amazing.
For one final time. For Dallas fans, like that is it. That's the biggest event in the last 20 years.
I mean, I feel like you could argue...
Take that, Mavs championship.
Wow.
Well, that didn't happen...
Star Stanley Cup title.
Remind me, though, Kevin, did that Mavs championship happen on our home floor?
No, it didn't.
Oh!
Did the Stars championship happen at home?
If I said yes, would you remember?
Probably not. Man, this is a nice.
I was like, it was in Buffalo. It was in Buffalo.
I just wanted
to test you though, because you
seemed. I thought I remembered it wasn't at home.
You seemed unreasonably confident about that one.
The point is though, like, as great as that championship was, we got that championship because of Dirk.
Yeah.
And the moment that people realize, oh crap, we don't have Dirk anymore, people are going to show up, and I would imagine they're going to be people that would pay any amount of money. Doesn't matter where in that arena they are, just to be there.
Okay, then let me ask you this, all right? Now, Parker, I understand financial means might make it, so this is the only way to go. But if you follow Parker's path, is he making a mistake by looking for the best deal tickets? Because I feel like, let's say you get the $85 300 section ticket, and you flip it for, you know, like $200 or whatever. But I feel like if you go all the way down to the floor...
Drop $350 to $500 for a ticket?
Higher. I'm saying if you're ready to drop $1,000 to $2,000 on the ticket, when word comes that Dirk's out, how much are your front row Dirk last tickets worth now? We're talking $25,000?
Pretty significant.
Wow.
Because I feel like... As Parker mentioned, this is a big event for Dallas fans, but I think it's a big event for NBA fans.
I agree.
Dirk is a, you know, generational player, and we saw something similar with Kobe. I think Kobe was more of an icon across the league.
Yeah.
But Dirk is not that far off, in my opinion.
Unfortunately, Reggie, I think you're wrong in that opinion. You're not wrong in my opinion, but I think, like, publicly, and I'll give you the example. The other day, a show that has since been kicked off the air in the last couple of weeks... They were talking about how awesome Dallas was, and they're like, yeah, remember when they won the title? Like, who's the finals MVP? It was Jason Terry, right? And they're all like, yes, it was Jason Terry. And
that,
like,
doesn't sound right.
No! It was Dirk. That mistake would never get made with Kobe. Never, ever, ever. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, and to me, he's 8 billion times better than Kobe, but I don't know if it's like that. However, if you have those front row tickets... Anybody who's anybody in the state of Texas, let alone Dallas, like the freaking governor might ring you up and see what you want for those tickets.
So maybe as a show, we should pull some money together and maybe get us 3 or 4 tickets down on courtside.
I don't know about as a show, Parker. Once you move into this chair, I can buy those tickets like that.
Well, you know,
it won't even matter.
You were asking me some things that I might want for Christmas.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. I've been asking. I already got one of your Christmas presents.
Can you get me courtside seats to the final Dirk game for Christmas, Kevin?
I will see,
you know,
what I can do there.
Okay.
But I'm just kidding. If I bought those tickets, it would hurt very much. It would. I always give Corey a hard time, though, because he's like, yeah, we don't make money in radio. That's a lie. If anybody who does this for a living and, like, has their full-time show tells you they don't make any money, they're probably lying to you. If they're in other areas, it can be a struggle on your way up.
Yeah, if they just so happen to maybe crack open a mic every so often.
Hey, let me add to that. Or if they just so happen to only be doing weekend things when they start here. I assure you, I am well aware of how much money you make. I promise you that. But eventually you get a contract, and then it doesn't matter. Did I just say that on air? Man, Entercom is the best.
Back to the kind of the crux of this issue, though. Like, am I wrong for trying to take this incredible moment in Mavericks history, even though he is my favorite player of all time, even though that will be a must-have, must-see moment? Like, the atmosphere in the building will be incredible. It will be a who's who of people there. Just to say you were in the building is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I don't think it's wrong, but let me flip this on you just a little bit. All right?
Okay.
You put together $1,000.
Yeah.
And you bought those two tickets on the floor. All right? Comes time to the game. Within a couple days, somebody rolls up and they say, I'll give you $10,000 for the pair. Do you sell those then? I mean, I know you can get into the game either way, but it ain't the same, especially when their press box is 15 miles in the air.
You know, I think, like, I don't know what exactly the number, like, the percentage is that I would have to up the ticket value for me to sell them. But now, just, like, sitting here thinking about it, if I paid $1,000 for courtside seats on that game, man, I would probably hate myself if I didn't really, really make it worth my while to get rid of those.
Yeah, because the way you described it, I instantly was like, so you're selling them now? Because it sounds like, I mean, I don't disagree with what we started with. This will be a seminal moment in the history of Dallas sports.
He didn't go to Florida State.
No.
You said.
Okay. All right, I'm not talking to you anymore. Now I hate you. I'll give an example, and it's much lower stakes, but we were talking about this once at the Rangers game, is Mike Trout hit a home run, because of course he did, and people were yelling, throw it back. I would be like, you can kiss my ass. I'm not throwing that ball back.
Well, I've told you the way to get out of that,
though. I would keep it. Have another baseball?
Just have another baseball you took with you.
Yeah.
Throw that one back.
There's no chance I would throw back a baseball from a future Hall of Famer, and could be like future great of the great. I don't just mean like an all-time great. I mean like in that
top 10 or 15
exactly level. And if you're telling me to throw his home run baseball back, I'm going to be like, "No, you can keep peer pressuring me, but I'm going to keep Mike Trout's home run baseball." So, I'll go ahead and pass on that. All right, so now we've determined Parker might be trying to get the money together so he can make a run at these courtside tickets, and then maybe you wouldn't even sell them.
I may have made a mistake, though, by giving other people this idea.
Oh, you think they're blowing up StubHub and stuff
right
now?
There won't be any more courtside seats because I just broadcasted my Bright Mavericks idea to make money, and now...
Man.
Crap.
Well, sorry, Parker. Looks like you're going to have to regroup another day with a wacky money-making scheme.
Yeah, go back to the drawing board. It'll just take another 15 years for me to do something this bright.
That's the spirit. Now, Reggie, do you have, well, A, any get-rich-quick scheme ideas we can help Parker out with? And B, how do you feel about him pushing Dirk into retirement to make some cash?
Well, first of all, I think it's kind of skeezy that you're pushing Dirk into retirement. But also, if you wanted to spin it, you could also spin it another way. You got Dirk playing on a really bad team, at least when it comes to winning and losing. Clearly, there's some upsides. But you're kind of just saying, you know, Dirk, we don't want you to have to suffer through all these losses anymore. We want you to be able to go and...
So you're old yellering him for his benefit.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Maybe he would be better suited...
In a suit.
As a scout or a mentor or a coach or a guy who gets paid to just show up around the office once every month and say hello. I don't know.
And at that point, Dirk is giving you one last moment of great joy by helping you make a large percentage of profit.
Look, if he wasn't my favorite player of all time before, then when he made me 25 times the amount of money that I put down to watch a Mavericks game, that would seal the deal.
Okay. All right. I feel like we learned a lot.
I love Dirk.
Necessarily know if we helped solve anyone's problems, but I feel like we learned a lot about Parker today.